All right. I'm David Gibson, and I'm at the Catholic University of America today speaking with Dr. Stephen Schneck, who is director of the Life Cycle Institute, a center for the study of Catholic social teaching and public policy. Dr. Schneck, you recently had a symposium here at the school where you discussed moral issues in public policy today, especially at this time, I understand it, of the new administration. What was this symposium really about?
The title of the symposium was The Obama Administration and Catholic Social Teachings. And what we hoped to do in this symposium was to survey the whole range of contemporary public policy issues that are facing the Obama administration, but survey them from the perspective of Catholic moral and social teachings. And that worked, I think, very well as a kind of a prism to separate out the most important and the most pressing of those issues. And then we had, you know, really a wonderful conversation with some leading experts around the country, as well as some extraordinary people in the audience itself about these issues.
And why did you think it was important to have a symposium on this topic at this time?
Well, we wanted to frame the beginning of the first 100 days of the Obama administration, to frame the administration in terms of the issues that that they're faced with at this particular time: the crisis of the economy, you know, the variety of foreign policy situations that face the administration, obviously, you know, the whole culture of life sphere of issues, as well as things that we don't often think about in this regard, things like the environment and healthcare and so forth. So, we tried to consider the whole range of issues facing the administration and thought that, you know, here within the first 100 days, it was a perfect time to consider.
And what did you find that participants in the symposium had on their minds? What most concerned them at this moment?
Well, it's interesting that you ask. I would say at the top of everybody's list was, in fact, the cluster of issues associated with the culture of life. So a good portion of the conversation dealt with issues of abortion and stem cells and so on and so forth. And, in that regard, I think that, you know, it was the consensus of everybody in the room that the abortion issue is probably the most pressing and foremost of all the issues, all the moral issues facing the Obama administration right now. And coming at this from the perspective of our Catholic faith, we're pressed it pretty hard. We pressed pretty hard the argument that this needs, in fact, to be foremost. But as well, we recognize many other issues. And I think that that's probably what made this particular conference so distinctive. So while abortion and other culture of life issues are at the top of the list, nevertheless, it's a long list of issues that face contemporary America that have moral implications, not just for us as Catholics, but for, you know, but for all human beings. These are moral implications. The economy is a moral issue. Healthcare is a moral issue. Aspects of our foreign policy have, very deep moral dimensions. And on and on and on. And so this was, in fact, the discussion that took place, and it was very edifying, very interesting to see the whole fabric of all of these issues fitting together relatively seamlessly into a pretty compelling vision for Catholics looking at the contemporary landscape of public policy.
Was there a sense of urgency in the among the participants about issues that face the country at this time?
Absolutely. The way that it was organized, David, is that each of the speakers picked a particular sphere of the public policy area to look at. And so we had two people looking primarily at domestic issues and two people looking primarily at foreign policy or world issues. So that was the basic division of things. each of them, in each of these different areas, all of them thought there were, in fact, profound moral imperatives at stake for concerned Catholics. So on issues of environment, things like global warming, very much a moral issue in the way that it was presented by Marianne Cusumano Love. For issues like nuclear disarmament and the all of the questions of just war that continue to rise around the world, not just in Afghanistan and Iraq for the United States, but in all of the other war zones around the world as well. Questions of what count of when war is justified and what are the moral implications involved in these conflicts. On questions of the, if we go to the other panelists, Father John Langan talked about, from Georgetown University, talked about the economy and the moral dimensions of our economic crisis, such as we've seen, you know, discussed as well by a good number of other church leaders. I just noticed recently that Pope Benedict XVI, for example, singled out greed as the particular moral failing behind the economic crisis, you know, that we're involved in now. Father Langan went on in a similar vein, identified, you know, a variety of aspects of the economic crisis that have moral dimensions, from what this means for the, you know, the least among us, to basic questions of fairness and equity, you know, to you know, how do we proceed? How do we move toward a moral economy from what many would call, you know, the immoral economy that has generated the crisis that we're in? So we, many, many topics were talked about. It's difficult for me to kind of speak, you know, fully about any of them because so many kind of topics were in fact covered.
Well, you mentioned the comments that Pope Benedict made. In fact, it was yesterday that he made those comments in his Wednesday audience. And he was very hard on the problem of greed, very tough with people who would practice greed. At the same time, I have to say, observing society today and reading the news accounts about the economic crisis, it does seem to me that a lot of people are having trouble. A lot of leaders in business, for example, are having trouble coming to terms with greed as an issue or making changes that would address this. Do you think that society and leaders in society have trouble dealing with issues that have moral dimensions? And is there, if they do, is there a reason why?
I do. That is a terrific question. Let's just take that. Let's just focus on this issue of greed. And you're right. I mean, if we compare the comments from Benedict XVI yesterday, you know, to the you know, the kinds of responses that we're seeing from business leaders around the country, it's as if they're speaking two very different languages. And in fact, I think to a certain extent they are. I think especially for Americans, there's a sense that a legitimate economic order should emerge from competition, self-interested competition. And this is, of course, classical political economy arguments. That is the sense that you know, the right and the appropriate economic order is an economic order that emerges magically and automatically from competing individual self-interests in some kind of a calculus, so that in a countervailing way, your self-interest and my self-interest and my private pursuit of what I want, my flat-screen TV, and you want your new lawnmower and blah, blah, blah. And out of that competition magically comes, you know, a just and progressive economic order. I think that Benedict XVI is reminding us that as Catholics, we're really obliged to think about this differently. That the economic order is not properly an order that comes out of self-interest and not properly an order that should be generated from competition. But instead, it ought to be an order that arises from, well, what Pope Benedict XVI himself calls caritas, out of charity. We ought to be driven not by our private pursuit of self-interest, but rather out of our concern for the necessities of our own life, concern for the necessities of our family, and as well a concern for the common good of the whole community that we're part of. So it's I think that, you know, we're talking about apples and oranges here and comparing the way that contemporary American business leaders think about the origins of the economic crisis and the way that at least faithful Catholics should be thinking about the origins of this.
So you think that while Catholics have a responsibility to think about these public policy, moral issues differently or in a unique way, you think society in general has some trouble with this. Is there a diminished ethical sense within society at large? Do people not vote with ethical concerns in mind, or do they not know what ethics means sometimes?
Yes. Yes to both of those questions, David. I think, let me just focus on Americans. I think it's much more difficult to talk about this in a worldwide sense. You know, but for Americans, to go back to my argument that that in economic terms, what's imagined is that there should be some kind of an automatic process of competition that generates what's good and what's stable and what's right. If it's an automatic process that doesn't require me to be virtuous, it's an automatic process that, at least so they imagine, doesn't require me to think about the other person. I should think only about myself. That way of thinking is just so different from moral thinking. Moral thinking is fundamentally thinking about the other and approaching the other, not in a competitive way, but approaching the other on the basis of caritas. And so there's a... So whether we're talking about American politics or whether we're talking about American economics, we imagine that there's no place for morality in it. We imagine as Americans that instead that what's going on there is some kind of competition of power or competition of self-interest, and that there are inflexible laws, you know, that are determine, you know, how political processes work or how economic processes work, and that, you know, all of these questions of morality have no say there. What matters is what works, what's practical, you know, what drives the process along. In contrast, the way that Pope Benedict XVI seems to be suggesting is that no, instead we should be approaching all of these facets of our lives, the economic facet, the political facet, and so on and so forth, in terms of their moral dimensions. We are fundamentally moral beings, and we should be interacting with our fellow human beings, whether in politics or economics or what have you, on the basis of morality, not on the basis of these other things that I'm talking about.
Is it oversimplifying things in this kind of discussion about large issues that ought to occupy the attention of all of society to say that we are talking about the difference between right and wrong? Is that an oversimplification, that we need to learn how to separate the right from the wrong?
No, I don't think that's an oversimplification at all. I think that's a very complicated process, but that's exactly what we're to do. We are moral beings, and therefore we engage with other human beings morally. That is the root of all of our engagement with other human beings. And, to the extent that we let anything else enter in to, our activity with other human beings, economically, politically, and so on and so forth, then we're, in a sense, falling short of our full humanity.
Earlier in our conversation, you used the term moral imperatives. I guess we're talking about a whole range of issues, from abortion and embryonic stem cell research to health care and social justice issues and war and ecology.
Global warming, yeah.
What is a moral imperative? What do we mean by that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I could give you the specific historical origin of the term. It comes from Immanuel Kant's philosophy. But in this regard, a moral imperative, we might think of simply as a moral duty. So we have a moral duty in regards to global warming. We have a moral duty in regards to the economy. We have a moral duty in regards to healthcare. These aren't just questions of interest. These aren't just questions of power. These are questions of morality. It's, of course, quite easy to see the moral implications of something like abortion or stem cell research or what have you. What's important to recognize is that the same is true with, in a sense, all public policy issues. All public policy issues have a moral dimension to them. And we're obliged, really, to look for that moral dimension. When we act politically, when we act economically, we should be acting morally. And if we're not, then, as I say, we're falling short of, you know, the measure of what being human is all about.
Thank you, Dr. Schneck.